Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse number 18 and following verses. I started with this last night. I've been preaching on the theme this week of steadfastness. Here it is. So they called the apostles back and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him?" Think about that one. We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. The council then threatened them further, but they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. For everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for more than 40 years. Amen. You may go to your seats. Even in the presence of our God. I come back to verse number 18. New Living Translation says, so they called the apostles back in and commanded them. I mean, you could see it. They pointed in their faces. Commanded them never again to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. Don't speak and don't teach in the name of Jesus. I want to talk in this service from the theme, I can't call it. I can't call it. Last night, I used the title, Now You Talking Crazy. Now You Talking Crazy. But then this service, I want to use this same text, different title, I can't call it. Some things you got to realize that are beyond you. And matter of fact, it's even interesting how God can work beyond us, empower us, enlighten us in our dialogues, in our conversations, things that we thought which were too difficult for us, but not too difficult for God. Quite honestly, nothing is too difficult for God. Nothing is too hard for God. You can look in the mirror of your life. You can reflect upon what has happened in your life, what God has done in and through you. You know it wasn't you. Because if it were you, you would not have gotten to where you are. If it was you, you would have given them a piece of your mind, even if it was your last piece. I can't call it. I can't call it. I can't call it. One who has been both Alpha and Omega, both beginning and end. One who has helped me to sidestep the landmines of life. We're getting ready. The seasons are changing. The weather is shifting. Now the temperatures are dropping. Soon we will go. Of course, we're still dealing with global warming and the hottest summers are taking place. Glaciers are melting. Things are happening. Although our White House occupant, 46-1, says that he does not see that there is any climate adjustment. Well, that's just talking from his own limited perspective, because if you were to go to Iceland, they are now saying that the name of Iceland might have to be changed because of the melting glaciers. Ask those animals and those wildlife of the Alaskan glaciers in Alaska can talk about how weather is shifting and changing. That those are our realities, whether we accept them or not. Just because you say it is not there or it is not a problem does not make the problem disappear. I had a college roommate who was not the neatest person, and when he had a mess in the room, he would shift the mess under the bed. Under the bed is a terrible place to put your problems. You have to deal with your problems, whether it is your quick temper, whether it is your lack of faith, your lack of focus, because now we are living in an unfocused world. Let me go NFL on you. One of the things that they are now doing in NFL football is that when persons are not so a little wobbly, they put them in what they call concussion protocol. Concussion protocol, because years ago they did not deal with that. They told the athlete to pull himself together and go back to the field. But now, after all of the brain injuries and individuals who later in life end up committing suicide because their brains are not operating in the way that they should. And so therefore, they are now trying to take some precautionary steps. They are changing the way that we tackle and can't lead with your head anymore. They change the headwear because they want to make sure they preserve the brains of those players who are making millions of dollars and making a living. But what good is your living is that when you get older, that you can't even figure out where the bathroom is and your memory has been gone, although you were saluted for being a great athlete. You see some of them now, and they are limping, and they do not have the spryness and of step. And we remember when they were carrying the ball and all of that. I was having a conversation with one of our late deacons who was a Hall of Fame football player, and he was legendary down in North Carolina. Many of you knew him to be Ray Nobles. I had gone to preach in North Carolina, and somebody had stopped me, and they said, "You know, Ray Nobles is a member of your church." I say, "He's a deacon." "Well, you should have seen Ray Nobles, because I saw him on the football field. He was a Hall of Fame football player. He was legendary in our school." And I came back and I said, "Deacon Nobles, you didn't tell me about your great football days." He said, "I can still see you, Nobles, carrying that ball." And I asked him about it, and he said, "No, Pastor, I'm not carrying the ball like that anymore. I'm just grateful to be able to walk from one place to another, and I'm grateful that I still have my faculties." Well, the reality of it is, so many of us could respond to people and simply say, "I can't call it. I can't call the things that God has done. I can't explain the things God has done." Matter of fact, the terminology in the New Testament is the word mystery, the mysteries of God. And I thank God for the mysteries. There's so many things that I don't understand, but I serve a God who is omniscient. I don't know who I'm talking to. You can't figure it out. That's why we got to take it to the Lord in prayer. You got to take it to the Lord in prayer, because we serve a God. That's a part, Jeff, of our dialogue. I talk to him. He talks to me. And someone said, "How does he talk to me?" He talks to me through the proclamation of the gospel. He talks to me in my spirit. He talks to me every time I open up the word of God. Let me go Joshua with you. Joshua said, "I've got to hide the word in my heart so that I might not sin against God." I'm here today to declare and put the devil on notice that Yes, that he needs to realize that I have the power of God. I have the strength of God. And see, Faye Nobles, I didn't even realize you were sitting out there, and I'm talking about Ray. But you, Ray and Faye. But you have to understand how God is able to interject himself into our lives. And so there's going to be something great that will happen. And when something great would happens in our life, we can't explain. I can't call it, but I can say I do know who is the head of my life. I can say that he is the one who can make a way out of no way. We are celebrating the very goodness and the greatness of God. Well, in this service, there are three things that I want you to understand before we hit the door. Number one, ignore the ridiculous. You got to ignore the ridiculous, because sometimes people are going to bring ridiculous things to you and make a ridiculous request of you. But you need to be able to tell them that I'm anchored in the Word of God, and I'm not going to allow you to lead me in a wrong direction. Because you do know that a person trying to lead you, I want to make sure that first you are led by the Lord. You're led by the Lord. You know the song that said, where he leads me, I will follow. I want to be a follower of Christ. Because at whatever the next level is in my life, I lean and depend on him. So you got to know how to ignore the ridiculous. But secondly, you cannot force others to honor God, but they can't stop you. I can't make you, but you can't stop me from honoring God. You can't stop me from praising God, because I know that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. Author and finisher of my faith. A whole lot of people can start out on the journey, but I don't just want you to start on the journey. I want you to go all the way. I'm going all the way, and I can start my celebration right now just because of the expectation of that which I know God has ahead. I know that God can do it, because I've seen him do it before, and since he's done it before, I know he can do it again. And every day is a blessed day. Every day that I get up in the morning, I'm able to breathe again. Every day I get up and have the activities of my limb, the activities of my limbs. In the earlier service, somebody was up there. Matter of fact, Sister Barbara Wood was giving the welcome, and she wanted to know how many coffee drinkers were in the house, because she was reflecting on a sermon I preached back in the summer entitled, "Is Sure Tastes Good." You look at the scripture, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And there are a number of people who could raise up their hand because they are coffee drinkers. But it's not coffee that got you to the day. It's the power of God. You might, I can't call it, but you ought to be able to call the name on the Lord, because when you call on his name, oh, what a difference it makes. So I've got number one, I've got to ignore the ridiculous. You cannot force others to honor God, but they can't stop you. But then the third thing is, empty threats must be ignored. Some people are going to come to you and they really have an empty threat. An empty threat. An empty threat is something that will keep you at home in the bed, not answering the phone, pulling the covers over your head, because you are afraid of what might happen. But God has not given you the spirit of fear. You ought not be fearful. You ought to be fearless. I got to say that again. You ought not be fearful, but you need to be fearless, fearless to go forward, fearless to depend on his word, fearless out in the earlier service. Yet, and in this service, you need to also realize that we're talking about two fearless individuals by the name of Peter and John. They are fearless because they have been commanded to come back into the room, and they have been commanded in essence to turn their backs on God. No, no, you can't tell me that, to turn my back on God, because God has done too much, so much for me, operating beyond my faults and giving me everything that I need. And called them back and commanded them never to again to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. Oh, you can't tell me not to mention that name. That name is wonderful. That name is a name above every name. I thank God for that name. I thank God when I call that name, the devil's got to get out of my way. When I call that name, I feel so much better. But not only do I feel better, I am better. Because if God be for you, he is more than the world against you. The world against you. I told Reverend Williams that I said, keep a sermon, because just in case I don't get back, I need you to be ready to go. He was ready to go. And I thank God for that. But I thank God that when you lean and depend on God, it's a great thing to lean on him. Bill Withers had a song where he said, about lean on me. Well, I thank God I can lean on the Lord, because he will never let me down. I can lean on the Lord even if I'm on a government furlough, that God has a dream and a vision that I'm going to bring alive. Just simply, if you lean on me, don't you limit the powers of God. And so I'm going to ignore the ridiculous. Some folk, you can't listen to them, because look at their own lives. Their lives are jacked up. They got all kind of confusion. And then here they are going to come and try to give you, they're going to try to tell you how to keep your relationships together, although no relationships work with them at all. Matter of fact, people don't even like them, because when you call, I ain't talking to them. But you got to why am I going to listen to somebody who has so little success? And if I depend on a God, and that's why you can't allow yourself to be trapped in your past. No matter what your past has looked like, you have to realize that many of us can look at down and dark and devilish past, but we can look at a productive and positive future because of the power and the anointing and the grace of. Do I have somebody in here right now who doesn't mind celebrating the grace of God? Grace woke me up this morning. Grace started me on my way. I thank God for amazing grace. They commanded the apostles to come back in and commanded them never again to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. Peter and John replied in verse number 19, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? Well, you need to see in the text that Peter is the one doing the talking first. Peter and John, they are both coming together, because Peter said, I got a story, and I got a story to tell you that I haven't always been right with my life. Matter of fact, there was a point in my life when my attitude got the best of me, and Jesus was trying to tell me what I ought to be doing, but here it was. I was ready to get involved in a street brawl. I pulled out my sword, cut off the soldier's ear, and Jesus calmly said to me, that's not the spirit I need for you to have. He ends up doing a miracle right before my eye. The ear was on the ground. Jesus reached down, picked the ear up, then, matter of fact, put the ear back on the person. He did not need a surgeon team to come in. He did not need any stitches in there. All he needed to do was put his hand on that which was cut off, and
and he put it back on. I was standing there. I could not believe my eyes. And now you're going to try to come and to tell me to deny that Jesus, that same Jesus that one day I was on a fishing trip out on a boat. And then I thought it was a ghost out there. But then I realized Casper and the friendly ghost had not even come around. And then I stepped out of the boat and then I was walking on the water. I was walking. And then when I started feeling myself, I took my eyes off of Jesus and I said, look at me. And then when I started saying, look at me, I started sinking. And so now I realized I learned a lesson, and my lesson was keep your eyes on Jesus. My lesson is I got to follow him. Do I have a witness up in here who doesn't mind celebrating? I can't call it. Peter and John, but John said, I got something to say, Pete. No matter what you say, I got something to say too, because Jesus said, you must be born again. And if you look at the third chapter of John, there was a man by the name of Nicodemus who came to Jesus after hours. And Nicodemus said, I can't go back into my mother's womb. And matter of fact, John said, you don't have to go back into your mother's womb. All you got to do is be open to the power of God. And that's what I have to say to somebody who's in the room right now. I don't know what your life looks like. I don't know what your week has looked like. But I need for you to know that God loves you. That God has his arms stretched out wide. And the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The world will try to wear you out. But God, it's revival week. Revival. That word revival is how we can energize ourselves, because we have come off of the summer. You can get wrapped up in the news and wrapped up in your own family drama. And so we're calling our community to revival. We're calling ourselves to the power of God so we can do the impossible. We can stretch out our wings. We can see miracles happen before, just like Peter and John had seen happen. Because if you keep reading in the text, you realize there was a man who was lame. But now at the end, in verse number 22, he is there 40 years of age, and you can see that God has done a miracle in his life. Matter of fact, you don't have to say anything. All you got to do is show up. And when you show up, they know the only reason you could show up is the power of God. There's something up. I'm surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. I wish somebody would start praising God. Somebody can start shouting. Somebody can start giving God the glory, because somebody gave you a diagnosis, but God's got the final word. Somebody told you that you could not do it, but God's got the final word. Somebody told you you could only rise so high, but God has the final word. I'm going to ignore the ridiculous. I know Peter and John said, you brought us back in the room. And they said, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? Oh, no, no, no. We cannot stop telling about everything we have not just seen, but everything that we have heard. Matter of fact, when we just hear the voice of Jesus, just hearing his voice, you don't have to do one thing. I thank God, all I got to do is hear the voice. Why don't you ask Lazarus about what can happen when you can hear the voice? Because Lazarus had a funeral. His sisters got mad with Jesus, but Jesus showed up after the funeral, and all he had to do was call the name of Lazarus. All Lazarus did was hear the voice. Do I have a witness in here? I've heard the voice of Jesus. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've heard sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I thank God for his power. I thank God for his joy. Because I thank God for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say yes! Hallelujah. Peter and John said. And my God, it's right there in the text. You cannot force others, yes, to honor God, but they can't stop you. It's right here in the text. Because while they were trying to get Peter and John straight, there was a whole nother crowd in there. And when you come to church, there are always going to be multiple crowds. Everybody comes to church is not seeking the word of God. Everybody who comes to church has not come to worship God. That's why some of you, you come in late and leave early. You just coming in because you just want a little dab of do your religion. You just want to get a little touch with God. But I thank God, I want everything. Whatever you have for me, God, I want you to give it to me. Give it to me. My late mother, one time we took our mother out for Mother's Day dinner. We had gone down in our time in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, and there was a place in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, right there on the waterfront. It was called the Shore Casino. They didn't gamble there, but it was called the Shore Casino. And one year, we took our mother to Mother's Day dinner. Now, my mother was an interesting person because she was a great cook. And so it was normally always difficult to take her to a restaurant because she was always judging the food. And the food did not measure up. No, it was always kind of difficult because our mother would say, she would tell the waiter, just bring me two pieces of bread and some chicken. And then I'll do some real cooking when I get home. But one year we had gone for Mother's Day dinner down at the Shore Casino in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. And it was a multi-course meal. That's when they bring your food out in courses. They don't just bring your food out. They bring it out in courses. They have the soup. They have the salad. They bring it out at the same time. So you make the reservation at a certain time, and then, like clockwork, they will bring the food out. And most of us, because of our own culture, we don't like it like that. We really want you to bring everything. Bring it now. I want to be able to have my salad, my soup, and my meal, and whatever I want to pick from, let me pick from it. But we were at the Shore Casino, and the Shore Casino said, no, you don't eat here like that. You will eat in courses. And so we will eat your soup, you would eat your salad, then you would have your appetizer when they would come. And so therefore it took a long time to get your meal. And so my mother was getting kind of antsy, but we realized that we as a family, we had gotten so wrapped up in a fast-paced culture. And many of us are like that right now. We don't have much patience. Let's be very honest. There's some people in here, you are impatient. You are impatient. You want everything quickly. You want everything right now. I want you to hurry up. You can't hang around. You're at the light and somebody doesn't move, you blow your horn. You just can't take it. You can't take it when you're standing in line and folk are up at places like Popeyes and McDonald's and trying to figure out their menu. And you say, you know what it is. It's been the same thing for years. And you standing behind somebody and they trying to figure out what they're going to get. We are impatient. We don't like to wait. We want things right now in a hurry. When I give you my order, we don't want to have to wait. We snapping our fingers and all of that. But I want you to know that sometimes God is saying to you, I don't want you to be in a rush. I don't want you to be in a rush. I don't want you to be in a rush. I want you to be able, as they did in the old church, they would tarry. They would wait on the Spirit. The Lord is moving. The Lord is talking to us. I want to hear from God. That's why I could not relate when I would go down to Texas and see my grandmother. And she would sit on the porch and in the rocking chair. Now, I did not come all of these miles. I did not come to sit out on a rocking chair. No music, no TV. TV, no earbuds, nothing, just rocking back and forth. And I said, now, what kind of fun is this? This is summertime. I'm not in school. There's no ball out here. There's no goal out here. There's no bat out here. And here we are on the porch in Texas in the summertime. It's hot. I'm bothered. You don't have enough air conditioning on the inside. We got mosquitoes at night. I'm going to be eaten up. And here we are rocking on the porch. But sometime you got to be able to reflect upon how far the Lord has brought you. And before you might have said, I can't call it, but I can call it now. I can say it was nothing but the blessings of God. Only the Lord could have brought you to where you are right now. Is there anybody here who does not mind celebrating how great God is? Say yes.
Okay. Peter and John say, we got to tell you, we're not going to follow you. We're following the Lord. But as I said, that within every room, there are multiple crowds. Multiple crowds in one side of the room. They are trying their best to get Peter and John straight. They are trying to get them thinking the way they want them to think. But then on the other hand, there is a whole other crowd that does not get wrapped up in their drama because they are only wrapped up in the power of God. And so while they're trying to get Peter and John straight, there's a praise party breaking out. And then when they start to look at that thing, they say, we really want to deal with Peter and John, but if we really deal with them the way we want to deal with them, a riot is going to break out. And so in other words, they say, we're going to have to let these brothers go. But not only is a praise party breaking out, but also the man who was lame has walked into the room. He does not have a microphone. All he is doing is standing there. And simply standing there, it's already his testimony. He doesn't have to open up his mouth. He doesn't have to get a bullhorn. He does not have to have a documentary. He just simply stands. And just because he's standing, we know it's only been the power of God. Well, I got to tell you one more thing, and then we can step out of here. I can't force you, but I'm going to give God the praise. And the reason why I'm going to praise him is because no matter what threats you have, empty threats must be ignored. I'm ignoring you, and I'm focusing on God. I love the Lord. The council threatened them further, but the threats did not work because they weren't looking at the problem. They were looking to the problem solver. He can solve every problem. He can heal the land. He can answer your prayer. He can fight your battle. Good afternoon, Highland Park. May the Lord bless you real good. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul don't know what to do with them. I can't call it. That's what they had to say. We can't touch them. That's what MC Hammer said a few years. You can't touch this. Some things they can't touch. The devil wants to destroy you, wants to take away your joy. But the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I'm through Highland Park. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul got to cry out, hallelujah. I thank God I'm saved. I thank God I'm born again. Do you know him today? Has he been good to you? And if you know him, you can help me close out this sermon. You can help me by grabbing your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I thank God. I thank God for blessing me. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for making a way. I thank God for fighting my battles. I thank God for answering my prayer. I thank God for giving me a peace that's beyond understanding. I love the Lord. Heard my cry, pitied my every groan. I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him. Ain't he all right?
And he's all right. And he's all right. He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. Because every time I turn around, he keeps on and on and on blessing me, blessing me. Where are my blessed folk in here? Where are my blessed folk in here? I've been blessed. I've been blessed. I've been blessed by the best. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. I can't call it. I can't call it. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for being Lord. I thank you for being my Redeemer. I thank you for being my Savior. I thank you for walking with me, talking with me, telling me that I am your own. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You weren't there when the Lord brought me out. You weren't there when the Lord pulled me out. You weren't there when he answered my prayer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yay, yay.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park. I love you.